So let's go over here to Glenn. Hi, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Good morning. What was the name of that product that you were talking about for diabetes and the phone number to your clinic?
Oh, okay. It's called Blood Sugar Improvement Formula, sir. That was what was in that commercial announcement. And the phone number that one calls there is not the clinic. It's the so-called dispensary, which is a Washington State legal name for like a health food store attached to a clinic. It's 888-893-6878, 888-893-6878. But the fact that it's called dispensary, I got to emphasize, we don't sell pot, sir. Every once in a while, somebody thinks we do because it's called dispensary.
Blood sugar what?
Improvement formula.
Improvement. Okay. All right. Now my, I think I can read that. The reason I'm calling is I heard a so-called guy yakking about how terrible a product called TBGQ is. It's a food preservative. And the reason I'm bringing that up is I've been trying to eliminate all the nitrates from my diet possible, you know, like sausage and salami and all this kind of stuff. And I found a sausage that doesn't have nitrates listed as an ingredient. But then when I looked up the TBGQ, it's in it. And I was curious what your opinion on the health effect of that chemical is as a preservative.
Well, you know what, sir? I don't have an opinion at this moment because I never heard of it, but I just made a note here, TBGQ, you said, and I'll certainly look that one up, but I don't have an opinion right now.
Well, all right. Well, maybe we'll both learn something here.
Well, look
and
at
it. Believe me, this product is in a lot of stuff. When I did some research on the web here and I found, you know, the multiple names that it's listed under. I mean, it's in crackers, it's in all kinds of stuff. And it's like, well, now, am I giving up nitrates only to have another possibly health-challenging chemical in my diet? That's my bottom line question, I guess.
I hear you. There's so many of those things put into food that aren't good for us. Okay, I happen to have a computer handy, sir, and here we go. It says tert-butyl hydroquinone, and then it says it's a synthetic aromatic organic compound, a type of phenol. Okay, a synthetic. That means it's probably not bioidentical. And what I mean here by bioidentical is not a bioidentical hormone. I mean identical to a molecule found in nature. And if this stuff is not identical to a molecule found in nature, then automatically it's bad for us. I don't even have to have an opinion. Nature has an opinion. Nature made the molecules of which our bodies are supposed to be made, and nature's opinion of molecules that are not found in nature is obvious. They all make us sick.
Right. I just picked up the box here. I got it listed in here.
Okay, folks. Folks, this TBGQ, or they also call it TBHQ, I guess. Not a good idea, unless somebody can show us that it's a natural molecule. Not good.
Huh, so you're saying I gave up one kind of sausage, which was bad for me, for another brand of sausage, which is bad for me.
Yep.
Because of the additive.
Well, if it's not a natural molecule, now I don't have the time to look and see if it's for sure not a natural molecule, but it sure doesn't sound like it, sir. And that you can probably research online. Is this stuff synthetic or is it identical to natural?
Okay. Well, thanks for your trouble.
Well, thank you, sir. We've all learned something. Thank you.